Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. Thanksgiving week. We're all building up towards the big holiday. Although if you're Mark Schlereth, apparently your plate is pretty simple. It's just turkey with some cranberry sauce slathered all over it that you made yourself. Fitzy, I make fun of you for being a little bit more cultured than I am. You know, your cave-aged Gouda and things you like. Did you know that there were fancy cranberries from Alaska that were special?
I did not know that they grew wild like huckleberries or, you know, or blackberries. That's pretty wild. I'd actually love to try them. Normally, we just suffice on the ones in the bogs around here in the Northeast, you know, and also appreciate the people who put on the waders and pick them, considering most cranberry bogs are rife with spiders. This does beg the question, Andy, Ted, fresh homemade cranberry sauce or cranberry sauce from a can?
Canned and jellied. I do not like chunks in my cranberry sauce.
Not a fan of cranberry.
At all?
Nope, not really.
You know, Ocean Spray, I mean, just shuddered.
I will, if I have to, if it's, you know, shoved down my throat, I guess I will take it, but it's not my favorite.
So the opposite end of the Schlereth spectrum, who said that's correct, all he puts on it.
Correct, correct.
Yeah, like...
I also, you know, part of it is how you were introduced to food as a young kid. And I was not introduced to a lot of food, so I have a very unsophisticated palate.
I will also say, Fitzy.
So I would say canned. If I had to, keep me the can, just like you, Andy.
On the plate or on the sandwich, Ted?
Oh, wow. Just, you know, on the plate's fine.
Yeah. I do like it in the sandwich.
I would never think of putting cranberry on a sandwich.
I also would never think of buying cranberry sauce other than this week. I can tell you, I literally go 51 weeks a year with no, maybe Christmas if you do a turkey or something for Christmas, but literally, basically 50 weeks a year, I do not buy cranberry sauce. It's only these holidays. Same.
Okay, there's a joint right next to me that makes, they do a Thanksgiving week special burger. It's a turkey burger with brie for the cheese, and they make a house-made cranberry orange marmalade habanero on top of the burger.
I definitely would give it a go. Any burger I'm willing to try at least once. It's 3 o'clock. You heard Ted Johnson's here. That means it's time for the 3-point stance.
Green 19! Ready! 19! Yeah, there you go! What's that?
It's the 3-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good.
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores. Ties it 3-3.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you couldn't dream of putting cranberry on your sandwich, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance, and are you ready?
I am.
All right, here Here is 60 Seconds. Go ahead.
I'm starting to think that Jaylen Brown should stay off Twitch because he had another Twitch session that made the rounds. Stiz, roll the audio, and I don't care for it.
Times where things was looking rough here in Boston. I've been in, I don't know how many times they put me in trade talks for whatever reason. It was always something, you know what I mean? It was other players that, you know, Brad or whoever thought the organization was better fit or they were paying more money, whatever. So I was like, you know, I think it may be time to go. You know what I mean? I think I can go somewhere else. I think I'm talented. I think I can score the ball at a very, very high level. And I'm not allowed to grow the same like other players because I'm on a different type of whatever.
Stop talking, Jaylen Brown. Stop doing Twitch sessions because for you, the twitching becomes bitching. All you do on these is bitch about something. So to just put this in perspective, this was about his relationship with Tracy McGrady, who is clearly a mentor for him. And at this point in time where Jaylen Brown wanted to leave because everybody was mean to him and everybody thought he could be traded and all this, Tracy McGrady, who left Toronto to go be on his own and become a star, gave him the advice to stay. That resonated with Jaylen Brown. He did stay. But Jaylen, this is all water under the bridge. I support you more than almost anybody in this town. I defend you almost more than anybody. Stop talking. Let the water under the bridge be under the bridge. They gave you a Supermax deal. You won a title. You're a superstar with this team. Stop twitching and bitching about the past.
Did they try to trade him last week? Because it sounds like really just recent in his voice, like it happened yesterday.
Okay, so you, Ted, I'm glad you brought that up. You're familiar with
that audio is incredible.
It's incredibly annoying if you're a Jaylen Brown fan.
Wow, like the fact that you said instead of Twitch, it's bitch.
It really
is. I'm done with all the complaining. I'm done with it.
But his timing, he does. The last two summers, he kind of has like an interview where he starts kind of bitching a little bit.
Bringing
up old stuff right before the season starts. And now they're in the middle of the season. Oh, God.
I hate it. And I always use this comparison for Jaylen Brown. Is like, you think everything's good with your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other, and you get into a little fight about something small that turns into something big where things that are brought up from 6 months ago, 2 years, and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Thought we were just arguing that I left the dishes in the sink. Why are we talking about 2 years ago? That's Jaylen Brown.
Well, I would push back. In his mind, it's bigger than doing the dishes. His mind, it's a bigger deal than what you think it is.
So
him being traded, he feels like it's a betrayal.
He was never traded.
Well, him and being thought of to be traded.
No, I know. But they pay him a boatload of money. They gave him the Supermax.
So true.
Right?
Yeah.
You're here. You could have left. You chose money over freedom because you could have let your contract play out, signed a very big deal elsewhere, just not quite as big as here. You chose the money, you chose the title, you chose Boston. So stop talking about the bad times, please. I love you, Jaylen Brown, but this is infuriating.
Hey, sorry, Fitz, I got to jump in. That is the best counter I think you could make is you agreed to the contract.
Right.
Stop bitching about stuff that happened before you signed your big contract.
Correct. Stiz, I know you're passionate about this. What do you got?
I love Jaylen Brown. I really, really do. I'm not joking, but it's just, it gets hard as a Boston fan. Time after time again, he is always bitching about Boston. It's like always, the fans don't love me. The fans don't show me enough respect. I was thinking again, every other week he's complaining
or also, Stiz,
about
what about
city.
Like, remember, I couldn't buy a house. It was difficult for me to start a business.
Yes, I have to imagine it's not a hard gig being Jaylen Brown. You know, like, I just find it hard to believe. I said this before. Like, I don't think there's any bar in the city where Jaylen Brown would not walk in and get a hero's welcome.
Right, right.
Like, the city loves Jaylen Brown, but it's stuff like this. It's just constant.
But he acts like they don't, though. And he's been here long enough to feel the love. Have you ever heard him that pointed in that just very direct in how he thought? I don't think I've ever heard him so clearly stated how being on the trading block, how he felt about that.
Right.
Exactly.
And it sounded fresh in his mind, even though it's old on the calendar.
Right.
It's been a while.
Oof.
And I'm not saying he, you know, there were probably frustrations along the way. Like, I get that. You were in trade talks. You didn't want to leave. You wanted to be here. Or you don't think you're treated the same as Tatum and all that. There's probably some truth to what he talks about, but it's old news. It's what you had your opportunity for freedom. You didn't choose freedom. You chose money, and it worked for you. You chose money. You're a champion. The whole thing has worked out nicely, except you can't let it go. And you keep.
Well,
the other thing is, why does he go on Twitch? Like, what does he get out of Twitch?
Okay, let's just hold on. If you listen to what he said, he's like,
he filled.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It feels as if he's on a different trajectory because of how the Celtics have used him.
Yeah.
He would be in a different place if, from a career standpoint, personally, if he was on another team, on another trajectory. What he's complaining, right Fitz? I don't know. Yeah.
He could have gone, Fitzy. He could have asked for a trade back then. He's like, I heard trade rumors. Make them happen. I want out. Right?
Ask for one now. When Tatum comes back, ask for one. Go ahead.
Right.
He's got that, like, grass is greener mentality sometimes, but it's like, the grass is greener where you grow it. Like, maybe if you just tried embracing the city a little more. And he does. Well, like,
and he does off
the court. Yes, he
non-sports.
Does off the court. Like,
but
he does a lot of stuff
comment.
With the city.
Not with this comment.
I know.
No. He takes away all the good.
Exactly, Ted. When someone like me, who's like a homer, passionate kid from Boston, hears that last night, it's like, oh my God. Like, then leave. Then just get out of here, Jalen.
You know,
like, if that's how you feel.
You know what this reminds me of, guys? And I think actually a lesson was learned, or he walked it back and started saying less. Remember when Robert Kraft was on the Breakfast Club podcast and went in and all on about how, like, and that's why I had to fire Belichick. And we were like, we didn't ask. We didn't need to know this. Like, why are we reopening old wounds? This sleeping dog has been let lie for a long time. Why is he walking over and kicking it to wake up?
Yeah, I don't know. Too comfortable, these extended Twitch sessions, maybe you say too much. Because the story was kind of a nice one. Oh, Tracy McGrady's my mentor. He gave me some good advice that really resonated. He had experience. Like, I was appreciative of having that. Like, you could leave out the part about, oh, they always wanted to trade me, and I'm not developing, and I didn't develop the way I could have somewhere else.
Yeah.
He even made it personally. Threw Brad in there.
Yeah,
he's like, whatever Brad thought.
Oh, that was... Totally, Andy, this is... I feel like this is the whole show. We could almost do a whole... No, I'm serious.
At a different time, we could.
Because of those comments from him on Twitch, also combined with the comments after the Nets loss. Like, mm-hmm. what he said after the Nets loss, and, you know, guys are coming and not ready to play, and he's calling dudes out. You know, it's a little suspect, man. I mean, dude, you got to... Time and place. And this was not the time and place for, honestly, the comments after the Nets game and this Twitch appearance was troublesome.
Say less, that's troublesome. Right? He needs to say less.
You don't think this is gonna drive this is gonna be a bigger deal?
Feels like it could be.
People are gonna call. People are gonna have an opinion about this for sure. It's gonna ruffle some feathers immediately.
We will never ever forget these comments, and we'll always reference them when something feels fishy going on with him or the team with him.
You guys know how I feel about him, and I support him. I feel like I'm where Stiz was with Belichick. Like, when you're like, you got blinders on, you're seeing the positive, and then you're like, your eyes are open to some of the negative. Like, but I can't defend this. There's no defense of this.
But the people that are anti-JB reference these things. This isn't the first time, Andy.
Right, right. And he's just giving them more fodder.
Like, he could just keep his mouth shut and, I don't know, average like 29 points a game.
People think he should be considered for the MVP if the record was better.
Right. So how about just let your basketball speak for
it?
And I'm not telling you to shut up and dribble.
I
didn't say shut up and dribble. I'm just saying you're having a good season. Terp is telling us all the time what a great year he's having. Frizoco is telling us. These basketball nerds are telling us he's having a great year.
All the time. Oh, my God.
All the time.
When they come in here.
So maybe.
Love you
guys. Almost like he's Kato.
Maybe don't twitch. Because, like, it seems like you get really comfortable on Twitch and more words come out.
It's like, you know what? No one's listening to this.
Right.
You know, it's just me and the guy interviewing or whoever.
And then it's on social media and boom, a million people have seen it.
Yeah.
I wonder where this is headed. I really do. I wonder when Jason Tatum comes back where this is headed, if this is really the point to where he has sunk to in his Celtic career. But that one has plenty more meat left on the bone to debate later on as we get into the Celtic season. Fitzy, your time is now, and are you ready?
Indeedly doodly, neighborino.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, there are a number of people like myself, or so I believe. I'll just start with me, who believe that the New England Patriots at 10-2 certainly were not a paper tiger, nor were they fool's gold. Yeah, 10-2. It's pretty amazing the record this team has right now. Set your hands at 10-2 on the wheel, Teddy.
10-2.
All right, so we're 10-2, right? That's great. That's awesome. But, you know, are they really a 10-2 team? Well, you are what your record says you are. But this team needs some tests. This team needs more. They really need to sharpen the iron. They need to be battle-tested. They need more than just on the road at Buffalo. They need more than just on the road at Tampa, both teams of which have struggled recently. Well, you know what, folks? Now the Patriots have that test, that adversity that will possibly make them a better football team and make them ready for the postseason has arrived in the form of the injury bug. With Jared Wilson and Will Campbell both being out for at least 4 weeks, if not the duration of the regular season, this will call upon the resilience, the strength, the dedication, and the creativity of the coaches, the coordinators, and the players to gut it out and make sure they get that number one seed. I, for one, welcome the adversity.
Welcoming adversity through injuries. That's an interesting spin on. They're definitely going to get tested, Ted.
This is a big test for them, guys. If they pass this test, I think they can do just about anything.
Oh, I will say, if they run the table, which we were starting to talk about before these injuries, right? We were starting to talk like, oh my God.
We set the floor at what, Andy?
13-4 was our floor.
Wow, it was. And how many games they got left? They got six.
They got five games left.
So that would, wow.
Including Bills and Ravens.
15-2.
We talked about Vegas jumped the number up to 12.5 over under for wins.
New England's least favorite number, 12.5.
So Fitzy, I agree with you. If they run the table now without their left tackle, without their left guard, without their free agent.
Or go 4-1 even, Andy.
Yeah, 4-1. Okay, yeah. If you want to say that, so they end up at, 14-3. 14-3, you're thinking about this is a really damn good football team that made itself even more tough to deal with heading into the postseason, I guess I'd say.
I'd say the only game that we're going to not judge them on, though, is the last game. If they go fit, so that means 14-3, so that means they lost one game.
Yep.
And it has to be that last game because they didn't care enough about winning it, so they put all the backups in there.
Oh.
That's the only way that we would. Otherwise, do the Ravens look really good right now? Do the Buffalo Bills look really? I mean, we're all talking about, we got texts from Dan and everybody over the weekend. Are you as impressed with that win over the Bills? Are you as impressed with that win over the Bucks?
Little something.
I mean, there's going to be every opponent they have the rest of the way. We're going to question whether or not if they lose to them, you know, those teams were worthy of beating the Patriots, you know?
But we questioned them coming off Sunday because we were saying
of course
they were facing the worst defense in the history of football.
Yeah.
And they had all these chances at the one-yard line and couldn't gain a yard against the worst defense in the history. So, yeah, there's a lot going
on.
We're
waiting to be critical of them. We're just waiting. We're just waiting for that opportunity that we can just.
Probably some truth to that.
Maybe not us as much as the national media, really.
Day two.
Oh, definitely the Cam Newtons, the Fool's Gold, those people, the strength of schedule, all those people are waiting to pounce, the tomato cans you've beaten. But even us, because we had built them up so far that I think the only thing was to look for warts. You had had some quiet warts that were building with red zone defense and different things.
No, I'm concerned still. Oh,
so,
of course.
Yeah, they're going to have a chance, Fitzy, just to get back to your three-point stance. They are absolutely, because if they keep rolling, then you can jam your fool's gold right up your bum, right? Like that's you're done with the fool's gold thing if they lose all these starters and keep on winning. So
correct.
This is an interesting stretch for them with the injuries.
More on the Patriots coming up during Ted's TED Talk in about 10 minutes. And if you missed it, 10 and 2. Ted Johnson, your time is now.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna
10 and 2.
Real quick, 10 and 2. And we might need some help from some from Andy and Dan on this 3-point stand. But here we go. Okay, so Sonny Gray, the Red Sox signed Sonny Gray. There's a lot of people that aren't happy with it. But you know what I was thinking? And I confirmed this with Dan. So this is... There's merit to this. Does this player, Sonny Gray, remind you of anybody the Red Sox picked up last year? Is there any way that they looked at Sonny Gray and they go, you know what? If he turns out like this guy, we're going to be okay. And what the guy that I'm talking about, this guy, the four previous years before he got to Boston this year, had an ERA of 4.46, 3.72, 3.09, 3.79, and then this year, a 1.17 ERA. Can anybody guess who that
Aroldis
might
Chapman?
Be? Andy, go!
Chapman!
Aroldis Chapman, who's 37 years old. Sonny Gray's 36 years old. So my guess is they feel is if, you know what, we get Sonny Gray, the same thing's going to happen. He's going to get it with our pitching coaches. He's going to get it in our system. And he's going to go revert back to those days when he was, pitching for the Yankees back in 2019 or the Chicago Cubs back in 2016. Kind of Aroldis Chapman hadn't performed like he did this year in years. So that is my guess. They feel like they can get him to pitch like Aroldis Chapman did this year at the closer role.
I love the optimism. Welcome to the optimism side of the bandwagon here, Ted. And if you remember, I believe Chapman was the first signing, right?
There you go, Dan. I wanted to get Dan involved. That is the point Dan made. It was the very, and what did we say when he was signed last year for the first?
Too much money for a long there reliever. Not that go. Good, old.
There we go.
And now we're saying the same thing. Yeah. So I like, Ted, so the numbers, the ERA for the last 3 years went from 2.79 to 3.84 to 4.28, trending obviously wrong direction, right? But that doesn't mean you can't turn around a trend. And they do fancy themselves pitching experts, Andrew Bailey and Jason Veritek and the whole consortium of brains back there, spin rates and
dude, Connor Wong gets these Connor pitchers Wong. To, you know, pitch like they've never pitched before, right?
So Ted likes the move.
That was why they signed Connor Wong to a 1-year deal. He helps our pitchers, yeah.
So you like the move?
You know what? I'm okay with it. I'm not gonna bitch at it right now. Talk to me midway through the season. See how it's going.
Well, also talk to us maybe late winter. If we're still leaning on this as the best move they made all offseason, we'll be bitching.
Talk to me. You're right. The first day of training camp.
Okay. Figure out what they did.
Yes. That's a better way to put it.
Is this their third best move, their second best move, their fourth, their first?
I hope it's like their fourth or fifth. Yeah. Best, like, or ooh. Fifth or sixth, actually.
If this is their fifth or sixth best move, Ted, then
for a middle rotation
we're
please.
Going to the World Series,
let's
baby.
Let's go, baby.
I like where
at
your brain's
at. At least fourth
at.
Or fifth best.
Yeah, yeah. This can't change what we heard, Fitzy, of the impact bat, the complementary bat, and the number two starter that
exactly.
Breslow left the
so
left the
at least
with.
Fourth. At least.
Has to be.
That's why I'm saying fifth or sixth.
I love no, it. And there are reports flying all over the socials from your veritable self-anointed insiders that say the Red Sox not only continue to plan to pursue a number two starter, but that including Brian Bayo in that deal is not off the table.
Oh, that's interesting.
How about that?
We got to put a pin in that and talk about that. So if you trade for a high-end starter but lose Bayo, how does that feel? How high is the high-end starter?
I'd be fine with that.
Did you see Bayo in September?
I did.
Yeah.
But he's still relatively
still
young.
I get it.
Still
get
developing
it.
On some level.
Yeah, he's been put in enough high-pressure situations, though. He's been tested. So I feel like he is what he is.
Yeah, there could be some truth to that. All right, that's going to put the wraps on the three-point stances. That was a very energetic three-point stance trio today.
Well, this is a fun day to work today. There's a lot of good stuff.
There really is.
Good stuff.
And you're
not wrong. 10-2.
Meaty, 10-2.
Jaylen Brown could have been a probably full hour, if not a full show, and we squeezed it into a three-point stance because
10-2.
We still got football to talk about. Ted is here. Ted has been waiting, all right, more than 24 hours. He needs to get his reactions to the Patriots win in Cincinnati that came at a cost. That's right. Ted Talk is up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.